We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, My God Shall Supply. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I have just read from the King James Version. There was a woman who had great wealth, yet she was barren. Over time, her husband grew distant and no longer showed her love or affection. For years, she could not even tell if she was still barren, as her husband would not come near her. Despite this, she remained a committed believer in the Lord Jesus and was known for her integrity. One day, she noticed that an evangelist in her church was in financial need. Without hesitation, she chose to support him, giving generously toward his personal needs and the work of the ministry. She gave not out of expectation, but out of a sincere desire to honor God and support his servant. Her generosity deeply moved the evangelist. In response, he declared, "My God, whom I have served all these years, will meet you at the point of your need." Within 2 weeks, something remarkable happened. Her husband repented and left the relationship that had held him captive. That same month, she conceived, and 9 months later, at the age of 56, she gave birth to twins. Today's scripture comes from a similar context. Apostle Paul spoke these words after receiving the Philippians' generous offering through Epaphroditus, Philippians 4:18. Notice how he prayed, "My God shall supply all your need." Though God was also the God of the Philippians, Paul referred to him as my God. This reveals an important spiritual principle. God's power is unlimited, but his manifestation in a believer's life is often experienced according to the measure of grace and faith at work in that life, Romans 12:6. As we grow in the knowledge of God, grace is multiplied, 2 Peter 1:2, and we come into deeper experiences of his power. When a servant of God says, "My God shall," he is speaking from a dimension of relationship and experience with God that he has come to know. In that moment, he is calling upon that dimension of grace to minister to others. This does not make God partial, but it shows that growth in God brings access to greater expressions of his power. Generosity toward God's work and his servants often positions believers to partake in such expressions of grace. It is not a transaction, but a response that aligns the heart with God's purposes. As you go into today, remember that God is your source. As you grow in your walk with him and honor him with your substance, you open yourself to deeper manifestations of his provision. Prayer. Lord Jesus, deepen my knowledge of you and increase your grace at work in my life. Teach me to trust you as my source and to walk in generosity. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Judges 7-11. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.